pleasant good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Larry Jewell, live with you. Thank you. Heavens, I'm live from Chris Paul's Auto, where we're about to bring you game number two of the Region 18 Championship. You've just heard a nail-biter for BYU as they lost to New Mexico 93-86 and now are out of the Western Athletic Conference Championship Tournament. Dixie is hoping for a chance to visit to play College of Southern Idaho for the third time this year. In the first game tonight, CSI came up with an overwhelming 106-86 victory, and it wasn't that close over North Idaho. Dixie jumped on North Idaho early, and after North Idaho stayed with him for about 5 points, suddenly the wheels fell off the wagon, as has been said before, for North Idaho, and CSI rambled to that 106-86 victory. Disappointment for the Lady Rebels tonight also, as Dixie College came up with a loss in the women's regional as Utah Tech defeated Dixie 95-67. Dixie starting lineup being introduced right now, and Rick College about to have their starting lineup introduced. Starting at one guard will be 6'3" freshman Hal Schofield. Trent Shippen, a 6-foot sophomore, starting at the other guard. And Shippen has been one of the keys for Rick's College since Gerald Riddick went down and out for the season with that knee injury earlier this year. Paul Davis starting, 6'5" freshman, starting at one forward. Ben Bean, 6'10" freshman, starting at the center. Or at one, at the other forward, I should say, and 6'9" sophomore Greg Housekeeper starting at the center. Most of a packed house has stayed. The lineup Wednesday morning began, actually Tuesday night, for the Wednesday morning beginning of the sales. The lineup tonight, it was first come, first serve on the area that you bought tickets in. And the lineup began this morning at about 11 o'clock. To try to get into this gym. It has been packed. Not quite as packed as it was for Dixie versus CSI earlier this year here in Twin Falls, but the reason was the fire marshal said this is the amount of tickets you can sell and drew a line at that. Steve Andrus starting at a forward for Dixie along with Roger McDonald up front, Peter Johnson up front, Clint Rossum, and Rob Ross. The jump between Andrus and Bean controlled by Dixie. Rob Ross into forecourt. Quickly, Roger McDonald looks for help. Wants to go in deep to Andrus. Andrus whirls in deep, puts it up. There's a foul. And immediately, Andrus goes hard to the basket, draws the foul from Greg Housekeeper. And Housekeeper, with his first personal foul, Dixie will be at the free throw line. Steve Andrus, who has brought his free throw percentage up to 50% on the year after being totally atrocious. Andrus, first free throw is up and short off the front of the rim. Andrus has struggled in the second half of the year, has plenty of physical talent, but the shooting touch has not been there all the time. Officials for tonight's game are Ken Cron of Ontario, Oregon, and Dave Hawk of Boise, Idaho. Second shot is up and good, and Dixie has the 1-0 shutout 7 seconds into the ball game. 1-0, Dixie leads in full court pressure right there. In backcourt, Shippen will be chased by Rob Ross. Shippen, heady ball player, played on that national tournament team of Rick's College 3 years ago at the angle. It goes to Hal Schofield. I guess Rossum can't find anybody to pass it to. Shippen at the angle, knocked away by Ross. Shippen gets the ball right back. Rick's College wants the half-court game. Out in front, way out in front, to Greg Housekeeper. Housekeeper pulls up at the free throw line, can't get the shot away. Most of the shot clock is gone now. Hal Schofield at the angle. Cross-court pass goes to Bean, or correction, to Davis underneath, and Peter Johnson commits the foul. Davis, do they rule he was headed up for the shot? And they say before the shot. So personal foul number one on Pete Johnson. Team foul number one on Dixie. 1-0, Dixie with the lead. Out of bounds to Rick's College under their own basket. Inbounds comes to Paul Davis. Davis at the baseline, double team. Puts the basketball out in front to Shippen. Underneath, it goes to Bean, who lays it up and in. And Clint Bean has his first basket of the night. Make it 2-1, Rick's College. There's been some problems with the scoreboard tonight. A little bit slow on the uptake in the first game. We'll check here on the second game. Pete Johnson out in front. It goes to Clint Rossum. Right side, it goes to Rob Ross. 2-3 zone by Rick Scullidge. Rossum in the lane goes up. Ball knocked away. Taken right back by Roger McDonald. McDonald looks for help. It's Rick Scullidge game right now. It's Pattern out of the corner. Rossum with the three-pointer. And Rossum, who owns the three-point shot in recent games, makes it 4-2. Dixie out in front. Trent Shippen into forecourt. Man-to-man defense by Dixie. That's what they've lived and died by all year. Out in front, but they have only lost two games. Ball knocked away from Beam by McDonald. Out in front, it comes to Schofield. At the angle, it goes to Housekeeper. Knocked away by Andrus. Housekeeper gets it back. Out in front, at the left angle, it goes to Schofield. At the baseline, to Housekeeper, away from his shooting area. To Paul Davis. Davis makes the move on Johnson. Can't get the shot away. Clears it way out in front to Housekeeper, making the move on Andrus. Backdoor play goes to Schofield. Schofield lays it up, blocked by Andrus. Taken out of there by Rossum. Rossum, 2-on-1 to Johnson on the trailer, and Johnson lays it up and in. Make it 6-2. Dixie out in front. And that tight defense. Gary Gardner screaming that Rob Ross is committing fouls. Ross and Housekeeper tangled in backcourt. It's now 4-on-4 at the angle. Three-point attempt by Davis. Up no good. Long rebound brought down by Schofield. Schofield leaves it out in front to Shippen. At the left angle, it goes to Schofield against Rossum. Underneath, it goes to Bean. Turnaround jump shot, no good. Clearing the boards, Pete Johnson to Rob Ross. Fast break, Dixie. Ross on the middle lane to Johnson. Hits the trainer, 10-footer up, soft and good. And Pete Johnson, who loves this gym, has his second basket of the night. Make it 8-2. Dixie out in front with 17:27 left in the first half of play. Dixie looking for win number 30 on the year and a rematch with College of Southern Idaho. It's 1-1 now. Looking for the rubber match. Davis underneath. It goes to Bean. Ball knocked away by McDonald, and the foul called on McDonald. The question is it on the shot or before the shot went up or the attempted shot? The official says shooting two. And to the free throw line will go Quint Bean. Bean, who was recruited by Dixie, son of former Utah State basketball player Chris Bean. Quint at 6'10". American Fork High School grad, slender, resembles a soda straw in appearance. Slender. Does the job, though. Clint Bean shot up and in and out. So right now it's Dixie 8, Clint Bean 2. He has the only basket of the night for Rick Scullidge. 106-86, the first game score in favor of CSI. Second shot up and good by Bean. 8-3, Dixie with the lead. Craig Hopkins in to the ball game for the first time. To McDonald into forecourt. Shot good, and Dixie does not want to miss right now. McDonald gets his first basket, makes it 10-3. Almost a duplicate of the CSI North Idaho game so far. Hopkins chasing Shippen in backcourt. Trent Shippen, brother Shane, also played for that Rick Scullidge team and went to the national championship tournament. Davis, guarded closely by Johnson, goes to the high post to Bean. Turnaround right-hander, partially deflected by Andrus. Rebound Housekeeper, and they call a foul on McDonald. McDonald with two, and that could be a big problem for Dixie. McDonald has played very well of late. In fact, is coming off one of his best ball games of the year. Into the lineup comes Dave Faldmo. Faldmo, the subject of a, I believe it made it into the paper today, into the Spectrum. A feature article today on Dave Faldmo, the Orem High School grad. Faldmo in at the free throw line. It's Housekeeper, outstanding free throw shooter. Greg Housekeeper, former Idaho State ball player, hits the first one. CSI cuts the margin to 10-4, or I should say Ricks, to 10-4. Dixie out in front. Dixie, 10, Ricks College 4. Most of the fans staying around. A lot of Ricks fans made the trip across the state, the southern part of the state. Shot up by Housekeeper, and that one's gently through. Make it 10-5, Dixie out in front. In backcourt, Craig Hopkins being chased, loses the ball on the dribble, still in backcourt, gets the pass to Clint Rossum into forecourt. Ball almost dribbled away, Rossum pulls up, 10-footer, good, Clint Rossum. Clint Rossum with his second basket of the night, make it 5 points for awesome Rossum. 12-5, Dixie out in front. There's a technical on Rick College. It's on the bench. Apparently, Gary Gardner got up and was concerned. And the technical is going to be on Gary Gardner. And Gardner is beside himself. Now Gardner wants to talk again to the official. Clint Rossum to shoot a couple. First shot, no good. So Rossum 0 for 1 from the free throw line. Dixie 1 for 3. Second shot, Rossum. No good. Rossum misses 2. And the crowd is in favor of Ricks College. That becomes obvious now. There is a significant contingent of Dixie fans, but not enough for Dixie's likes. 12 to 5. Dixie out in front by 7. We'll have the basketball against that zone. Rossum in the three-point area. Back to Hopkins at the angle. Looking for Andrus underneath. Back to Rossum. In the lane, Rossum dishes off. Underneath to Andrus. Makes the move to the basket. Puts it up. No good. Rebound brought down by Bean. Foul on Rossum. Reach-in foul. And that's number 3 on Dixie. Correction. Number 4 on Dixie as a team. Only one on Ricks College. Andrus went to the basket, had the lay-in there under pressure, but it did not fall. And Ricks College has the basketball, trailing by 7, 12-5. Full court pressure. Shippen stops in backcourt, passes into forecourt to Paul Davis. At the left angle, picked up by Pete Johnson. Right side, it goes to Hal Schofield, still out near the 10-second line. Schofield, left side, it goes to Shippen. Shippen looking for housekeeper, is being fronted. Housekeeper gets the pass underneath, layup no good, rebound Andrus. Andrus tough on the boards tonight. To Craig Hopkins into forecourt. Hopkins looks for help to the baseline. It goes to Rossum. Has the notion. Back to Hopkins. Three-point attempt. In and good. Hopkins had a pop out, then came back down through. Make it 15-5. Dixie out in front by 10. Shippen against Hopkins. Shippen into forecourt. Double team suddenly. Pass on the right side goes to Davis. Ricks College with the basketball, trailing by 10. Out in front it comes to Schofield. Johnson had a notion on the steal, couldn't get there fast enough. Schofield reverses, picked up by Rossum. Lob underneath, deflected off the hands of Bean, picked up by Rossum. 3-on-2, fast break. Rossum bounced fast in center for Johnson. Too big, out of bounds. Clint Rossum couldn't get the bounce pass to hit Johnson. Timeout Ricks College with 15-13 left in a half. Make it 15-5. Dixie out in front, back after this.
Most of us don't enjoy hearing no from the bank.
Put me on that list.
But right now, Zions Bank has a few no's that'll have you saying yes.
Yes?
Yes.
Well, let me hear the no's.
Zions First National Bank offers a home equity credit line with no origination fee, no appraisal fee, no title insurance fee, no recording fee.
No.
Yes. Your only obligation is to make the monthly payments and beginning next year pay a $30 per year maintenance charge.
Well, I bet they make it up on the interest rate, right?
No.
Another no?
This is Zions Bank. In fact, if you apply by April 15, 1987, you'll only be charged Zions prime rate on your balance until June 30th, 1987.
That's 2% less than the normal home equity rate.
Right. And with the new tax laws, it's your best way to borrow.
Well, what if I already have a home equity credit line?
Move it to Zions Bank without fees.
No!
Yes! Say yes to no fees. Apply for a home equity credit line today. No fees offer ends April 15th, 1987. Member FDIC.
15-5. Dixie out in front by 10 points with 15-13 left in the first half of play. Full court pressure by the Rebels. Ricks College. With Al Schofield still in there to Shippen. Shippen into forecourt against Hopkins. Down the right side it goes to Schofield. Schofield looking for help. Original starting five for Ricks. Back to the left side it goes to Davis. Davis has not shot that much this year. To the point, it goes to Shippen. On the right side it goes to Schofield. Ricks College missing the quickness of Riddick, although they have played well without him. Pass underneath goes to Shippen. Shippen against Hopkins gets the layup. And Trent Shippen has his first basket of the night. Make it 15-7. Dixie out in front by 8. And Dixie will not have an easy time of it with Ricks College. There's no question. Last time, these two teams went into overtime. Hopkins dumps it off underneath to Faldmo. Head fakes, puts it up. It's good, and there's a foul. Faldmo has the right-hander to go in. And the foul will go to whom? The foul will go to Clint Bean, and that's number one on Clint Bean. Second team foul on Ricks College. 15-7. Do they count that? It should be down. 17-7. The score now goes. And Faldmo looking for his third point. Andrus getting some instructions from his coach. Into the lineup for the first time comes young man who has been said to be maybe the best athlete on the Ricks team. Goody, Idaho native Ken Anderson, who is deaf. Shot up by Faldmo, no good. And Dixie, not really singeing the nets from the free throw line. Full court pressure. Schofield in backcourt will be picked up by Rawson at the angle. It goes to Davis. Underneath it goes the housekeeper. Layup good. Ricks College got the passes, got the layup, and housekeeper has the basket. 17-9. Dixie out in front. Cross court, it goes to Rossum in the lane. Rossum pulls up, 10-footer, short, goes 9 feet. Rebound brought down by Davis. Outlet pass, Davis gets it quickly to Shippen. Shippen to the baseline, it goes to Housekeeper against Ambrose for two, and Greg Housekeeper has the basket. 6 points for Greg Housekeeper, and suddenly it's a 17-11 lead. Dixie trying to get the shots underneath, and Rick College clogging things with his zone. Now they're into the man-to-man. Baldmo at the angle, looks for help. Baldmo out in front, it goes to Hopkins. At the point, it goes to Rossum. Back to the left angle, Hopkins has an ocean of three, doesn't take the shot. Underneath it goes to Baldmo. Ball knocked away, backdoor pass goes to Johnson for the layup. Baldmo, beautiful pass behind his back and bounced it around a Rick's player for the easy layup for Johnson. 19-11. 8-point lead by Dixie. At the angle, it goes for Davis. Anderson in deep to Housekeeper. His shot up over Anderson. Good. Curls around and around. And Housekeeper going wild now. 8 points. Make it 19-13. Dixie out in front by six. Hopkins looks for help. Wants to go baseline. Shoots over Hopkins. Over Schofield. Shot no good. Rebound off the hands of Ricks. Out of bounds. Into the lineup comes Darryl White for the first time. And White, who had his best game, scoring game of his career here at against the SI last time out, has been looking more impressive as the freshman. Inbounds, it comes to Rob Ross. Rossum to sit down. And Ross and Hopkins to do the honors in the backcourt. To White. Ross looks for help. Left angle, it goes to Baldmo. Baldmo looks for somebody underneath. Backdoor pass goes to Johnson. Lays it up. And there's a foul on Davis. And Johnson, who enjoys the color yellow, which is around this gym. It must do, because he likes to play here. Johnson makes it 21-13 and has the chance for the three-point play. Davis with his first personal foul. That's the 13th foul on Ricks College. 12:55 left in the first half of play, and the Mililani High School grad from Hawaii to try for the first free throw of the night. Dixie, shot up by Johnson, no good. And Dixie now 1-for-6 from the free throw line. 21-13, Dixie with the lead to the baseline. It goes to Schofield, has a notion from 3 points, doesn't three-point area, doesn't take it. To Davis, right angle, lob underneath, goes to Bean. Bean under pressure, and they call the foul on Paulson. Baldmo gets his first personal. That's the 15th foul, and Dixie starting to stack up some foul trouble. Out of bounds to Ricks under their own basket. Ricks College to inbounds. Trent Shippen. Dixie with the 8-point lead, 21-13. Dixie is led by as much as 10. Inbounds comes to Bean in the corner. Bean against Darryl White. Back into the corner, it goes to Trent Shippen. Shippen working against Hopkins, has a height advantage, and the foul will be on whom? It'll be on Hopkins, and they're going to call it close. Hopkins with a personal foul. Gary Gardner with his technical got the word to the official, apparently, on that. The technical got the message to watch the hands, and they are watching the hands. And so Dixie picks up his sixth personal foul. Foul trouble already for Dixie. Ricks will shoot 1-1 the rest of the half. Shippen looks to inbounds. Lob inbounds, stolen by Ross. Into the hands of Hopkins, out in front of everybody. Hopkins lays it in. Couldn't get enough spring to go for the slam dunk, but Hopkins laid it in, make it 23-13 on the inbounds pass field. Shippen still in backcourt. Dixie putting on the clamps defensively. Pass almost thrown away to Davis. Back out in front, it goes to Schofield, who hits the free throw line jumper. Schofield with a basket, and Ricks College not letting up right now. Getting the open shot and hitting it. To Pete Johnson, to Rob Ross. Ross looks for help. Ross to Darryl White. Back to Rob Ross. Three-point attempt. Rob Ross in and out. No good. Rebound brought down by Anderson. Foul on Pete Johnson. At this second, Ken Anderson will shoot free throws. Roger McDonald into the lineup. And Dixie with the 8-point lead, 23-15, not really moving on offense. And we've had that story before. Pete Johnson to sit down with two personals. To the free throw line, Ken Anderson, ready to come in for Ricks College, is number 12, Doug DeGrange. First time we've seen DeGrange in a while. In previous games for Ricks College, DeGrange, I do not believe, has played. Yep. No, he played in the last game. Housekeeper has had 19 and 31-point efforts against Dixie. Dixie blew Ricks College off the floor in the first half at Rexburg, but it was a different story in St. George. Ken Anderson to shoot 1-1. First shot, no good. Rebound, long rebound, comes to Craig Hopkins, high above everyone else. Hopkins into forecourt at the top of the key, looks for help. Hopkins, right side, it goes to Darryl White. Wants to find Fulton, no, can't. To Rob Ross. Ross looks for help. Ross trying to find somebody back door. Instead goes to the baseline to Hopkins. Pulls up, 10-footer, over the basket, no good. Offensive foul, Craig Hopkins. That's his second. Jumped into the man. So Dixie getting some big foul trouble in a hurry. With 11:38 left in the half, Dixie leads by 8, but Ricks College not saying die, and Dixie stacking up a whole bunch of fouls. Not a healthy situation for the Rebels. Dixie's going to have to play very well tonight against Ricks and extremely well against CSI tomorrow as they expect to make the trip to Hutchinson. In backcourt, DeGrange against Ross. DeGrange handling the basketball against Ross. Into forecourt, left-handed dribble, goes to the left angle to Schofield, back out in front to DeGrange. Right side, it goes to Paul Davis. Davis has the notion from the three-point area, doesn't take the shot. Davis looks for help. Out in front, it comes to Schofield, back to Davis. Lob underneath, knocked away from Bean by Dave Faldmo. Out of bounds to Ricks College. With 11:10 left in the first half of play, 23-15. Dixie out in front, into the lineup. Trent Shippen again. And to sit down, Al Schofield. Shippen, one of the heroes in that tough overtime loss by Ricks College to Dixie earlier this year. Shippen putting on a great effort. DeGrange against Dixie's man-to-man defense. Goes to the high post to Clint Bean. Picked up by Darryl White. Right side it goes to Trent Shippen. Into the right corner it goes to Kent Anderson. Cross-court pass gets to Davis. Ball knocked away by Ross on the floor. Touched last by whom? Darryl White? Rob Ross tried to talk it into it, but Darryl White touched it last. It should be Ricks College. 1 second left on the clock, on the shot clock for Ricks College. And Dixie may force a turnover. Shippen to inbound. Shippen can't find anybody. 5 seconds. Inbounds goes to Anderson. Dixie gets the ball on the 45-second clock. It's out of bounds to Dixie. Anderson goes right to the basket to slam dunk it. But the problem is, Anderson could not hear the buzzer. There is a question on the shot clock. 10:53 left in the half. Ken Wagner wants to talk to the official. Seemed like an awful long time to get the basketball in. Ricks College got it in, and did they say it's out of bounds to Ricks or out of bounds to Dixie? Now the question is it a new 45-second shot clock or not? Nope, 5 seconds, and they try it again. So the shot clock went off inadvertently. There's been some problems with the scoreboard in the first ball game, CSI and North Idaho, and another little bit of a struggle. So they'll try it again. 5 seconds left on the shot clock instead of one, and Ricks College will have it out of bounds. Schofield in, Anderson out, DeGrange out, and Housekeeper back in. At the angle, Shippen, 3 seconds. To Davis puts the shot up, and there's a foul underneath. Dixie, Darryl White. The shot was going nowhere, and Darryl White commits the foul with 1 second left on the shot clock, and the shot not going to be hit at all, and Ken Wagner wants to talk to the official. And the officials will ignore the coaches. Ken Cron, Dave Hawk, the officials, they're ignoring both coaches. Ken Wagner's pleas are going nowhere right now. At the free throw line, Housekeeper to shoot 1-1. 8-point lead by Dixie. Shot is up and good by Housekeeper, and Housekeeper has 9 points on the night. Dixie has out-fouled Ricks College significantly in this ballgame. Housekeeper trying to get it to 10 points on the night and cut the margin to 6. Shot up, no good. Rebound brought down by Faldmo. Faldmo to Rob Ross. Ross into forecourt across the 10-second line. Lob to White, all alone underneath. Turn around, 5-footer, will not go. Tap by Faldmo, no good. Rebound brought down by Housekeeper. Long rebound came to Faldmo for the tap, but it was out over the head of 3 Ricks players. Shippen, 3-point attempt, good. Trent Shippen, top of the key, hits the 3-pointer, and suddenly it's 23-19, a 4-point lead after Dixie led by 10. Rossum to Ross to the baseline. It goes to McDonald, who's back in there. McDonald wants to make the move. The offense is really stymied right now. Pass from Ross comes back to McDonald, almost thrown away to Ross. To Rossum, head fake. Free throw line back to Ross. 3-point attempt, Rob Ross. Good, Rob Ross. pressure shooter, gets the 3 points right back, 26-19, with 9:57 left in the first half of play. Shipping into forecourt will be double teamed, and the foul will go to Ross. Ross on a silly foul. Dixon looking flat, no question about it. 26-19, 7 point lead by Dixie, though. They have maintained that lead. At the free throw line, Trent Shippen. Dixie has had the free throws. There's no question about it, but they have not hit them either. Shippen shot up and good. Shippen with 6 points on the night. On the year, Trent Shippen, averaging 15.2 points per game, is the second leading scorer, has his second free throw and cuts the margin back to five. 26-21. Ross bounce pass into forecourt, goes to Faldmo. Faldmo looking for McDonald. Cross-court pass goes to Andrus. As an ocean doesn't take the shot. Lob pass to Faldmo. Too big. Off the bank court, Faldmo loses it into the hands of Rick Schofield. On the wing, it goes to Shippen. Shippen in the lane. Shot blocked by Andrus. Into the hands of Davis. Davis clears it out. Ball knocked away by McDonald. Kicked around and finally picked up by Schofield. Underneath, Housekeeper. Hook shot good. Housekeeper up over Andrus. Has 11 points and cuts the margin to three. 26-23. Ross into forecourt. Dixie dribbling and standing on offense. McDonald back to Ross. To Rossum. Then Rossum at the point looks for help. Rossum leaves it for Roger McDonald at the point. Right side it goes to Rob Ross. To Faldmo. Ball stolen by Trent Shippen. Shippen got in front of Faldmo. Wants to go right to the basket. Whirl shot up and deflected into the hands of Andrus. Back to Ross. Pass break. Three on one to Clint Rossum, who slams it home. Rossum didn't look like he was high enough, but got the fingertips up, over, and down. Make it 28-23. 5 point lead by Dixie again. As Dixie creates the steal. Davis hooks it underneath to Bean, and the foul will go to Faldmo. Faldmo reaching over the top commits his second personal foul, and Dixie may have to go deep on the bench. Into the lineup comes DeGrange again. Also into the lineup, number 14, Steve Rock. Rock, who had some heroics in games coming down the wire in recent games after not playing very much earlier in the year, in replacing Paul Davis. 28-23. Dixie by five, but at the free throw line is Clint Bean. 8:37 left in the first half. It's 28-23. Dixie by five. Ken Wagner up complaining to the official about something. I'm not sure what it's all about. Possibly who the foul is on. It looked like it was going to be on Faldmo. Now they change it. And the official score says number one on Faldmo. I have him for two. Bean shot up and short. Rebound. Tapped around. Finally gathered in by McDonald. Leaves it for Clint Rossum. Almost commits the travel on getting the rebound. Ross at the angle, it goes to McDonald. 3 point attempt. Good. Roger McDonald. 5 points on the night. McDonald came in 7 points short of 500 points on the year. Pete Johnson has gone over 500 points. And if McDonald gets his 500th, that'll be the first time in Dixie history three players have hit 500 points in a year. Shot or pass almost stolen by Johnson. Instead, picked up by Rock. His shot no good. Rebound Rossum. Dixie on the fast break. Rossum hooks the pass to McDonald. In the lane, puts it up. Travel calls. Oh, they're going to call it. Call a basket good. It looked like McDonald may have traveled, and that's what Rick College is complaining about. But it will go. The basket is good. And the foul will be on Steve Rock. So Dixie with a break, and Rick College looking frustrated. 31-23. Dixie has exploded out to an 8-point lead. McDonald at the free throw line. With 8 minutes left in the first half, McDonald trying to complete the three-point play. Has 7 points on the night, 500 points on the career, or on the season. Shot is up and good. McDonald, 34-23. Now they've credited the points, and Dixie leads by 11, their widest margin of the night. Full court pressure. Down the sidelines, it comes to Ken Anderson. His cross-court pass gets to Rock at the left wing to Schofield. Underneath it goes to Rock. Running right-hander up and good. And Rock with a 5-foot semi-hook shot brings it back to within nine. 34-25. Dixie out in front. Ross looks for help. Ross leaves it for Pete Johnson. Back to Rob Ross in three-point territory. He wants to get it to McDonald underneath. To the baseline, it goes to Andrus. Andrus makes the move. Back out in front to Ross to Pete Johnson. Johnson against Rock. Leans in. Five-footer. Offensive foul. Pete Johnson. That's number three on Pete Johnson. And Dixie in big foul trouble now. 34-25. The basket did not go. And the foul is the third for Pete Johnson. 7:23 left in a half. And Dixie has the nine-point lead. But it's not comfortable with it. It's obvious. Coach Ken Wagner has spent most of the night up along the sideline. 7:23 left in the first half. 34-25. Dixie by 9 points. And full court pressure again. No, half court. Trent Chippen against Ross into forecourt. Bounce pass at the angle. Goes against Schofield. At the right side, it goes to Steve Rock. Down the sidelines to Housekeeper. Away from the action. Pass intended for Andrusson. Stolen by McDonald. To Faldmo to Rossum. Rossum into forecourt. Rossum in three-point territory to Faldmo. Faldmo looks for help. Wants to make the move. Dumps the pass underneath to Andrus. Whirls. Right-handed layup will fall. Laid up on the rim. Bounced around and finally went down. And Andrus has points two and three on the night. Make it an 11-point lead by Dixie. 36-25. 6:50 left in the ball in the first half of the game. Pass into forecourt, goes to Andrus. Away from the action, drives and gets the layup. Andrusson whirled away from McDonald and had the open lane to the basket for the easy layup. Rossum in the three-point territory to Ross. To McDonald in the lane, leans in, puts it up short. Rebound brought down by Ken Andrusson. Dixie leads by nine, and here comes Ricks College again. Shippen at the angle. Lob underneath goes to Housekeeper. Whirls, 10-footer up short. Rebound tapped by Andrusson. Takes it away and puts it up and in. Went up over the back of Andrus. And Ken Andrusson, two unanswered baskets, has cut the margin to seven. 36-29. 6:09 left in the first half of play. Rossum to Rob Ross against that 2-3 zone again. Pass underneath. It goes to Andrus. Whirls. Ball knocked away by Schofield. Out of bounds to Dixie. Hopkins ready to come into the lineup. Rossum to sit down? No. Rob Ross to sit down. And Faldmo to inbounds for Dixie. 6 minutes left in the first half of play. Faldmo looks for help. Wants to inbounds. Now goes into the corner to Steve Andrus. Andrus cross-court pass goes way out in front to Hopkins. To McDonald. To Rossum. Rossum in the three-point territory doesn't take the shot. Left side it goes to Hopkins. Back to Rossum. Lob to the baseline to McDonald. 10-footer up and good, and Roger McDonald steps up and hits the shot. 8 points on the night for McDonald. Or correction, 10 points on the night for McDonald. Shippen, three-point territory, left alone for a moment, had a notion. Ball knocked away by Faldmo. Touched last by Faldmo. They say out of bounds to Ricks College. 38-29, Dixie by nine again with 5:32 left in a half. Andrus to sit down, Darryl White to come back in. Rock inbounds for Ricks College to Trent Shippen. Into the right corner it goes to Schofield. Schofield to Rock in the lane. Rock pulls up, 10-footer. Banks too hard. Rebound brought down by Darryl White to Rossum. Rossum looks for the fast break. Rossum into forecourt. Tries to hit the traitor Hopkins, and there is a foul on Andrusson. Ken Andrusson reaching in. That's the fourth team foul, and Ricks College has picked up only four on the night. Dixie has picked up a passel and has Pete Johnson with three personals. 5:19 left in the first half. We'll see how much that foul trouble will cost Dixie or make it easy for Dixie in the second half. Fast moving first half. Inbounds comes to Craig Hopkins. Hopkins making the move on Schofield. To the baseline, it goes to McDonald. Out away from the action. McDonald leans in, dumps the pass off to White. Travel call on White. Wanted to make the move. Move the pivot foot instead. Turnover. Ricks College with the basketball. 5:07 left in the first half of play, and into the lineup, Greg Housekeeper of Ricks College, shuffling people in and out in a hurry. Ken Andrusson to sit down. Ricks College facing full court pressure. Dixie not that intense on the pressure. Davis in backcourt, back into the lineup for Ricks College. Davis to bring it in against Faldmo. Davis loses the dribble, bounce pass at the angle, goes to Shippen. Lob goes to the baseline to Bean. Turn around, 10-footer. Shot short. Rebound, Dave Faldmo. High in the air to get it, and Faldmo. Outlet pass comes to Craig Hopkins. Lob pass to the baseline. Controlled by Darryl White. Back out to Clint Rossum. Three-point attempt. Up, soft. Will it go? No. Crashing the boards, Faldmo. Tries to lean in, and there's a foul. Is it on Housekeeper? Yes, it is. Apparently, Greg Housekeeper has his second personal. 15 foul, and that's a common foul. Out of bounds. to Dixie under their own basket. 38-29. 9-point lead by Dixie with 4:39 left in the first half. Baldmo inbounds to White. Banks it over the basket. Rebound brought down by Davis. To Shippen. Shippen into forecourt. This one looks like it's in slow motion compared to the first game. CSI just ran right by North Idaho. Hopkins looks for help. A little bit of Rick's college game. They want to slow it down, make it a half-court game, and that's what it is. Bean leans in, banks it home. Bean goes around McDonald, moved him around with a body, and banks it in. Back to a 7-point lead, 38-31, 4:13 left in the half. Hopkins to walk it into forecourt. McDonald makes the move, back to Hopkins. 3-point attempt, Craig Hopkins. Soft, not enough. Rebound brought down by Rick, and the Vikings have the boards right now. Shippen. Look up court. The pass to the baseline goes to Schofield. Lob to the baseline. Deeper goes to Housekeeper. Stolen right away by Baldmo. Baldmo, middle lane of the fast break, hits the traitor. Roger McDonald, 3-point attempt. Good! Roger McDonald with a total of 13 points on the night and make it 41-31. Dixie by 10 once again. Shippen against Hopkins. Hopkins goes after the steal. Shippen gets the ball back. Hopkins knocks it away again. Shippen at the baseline. Looks for help. Hopkins down, Shippen left alone, misses the five-footer, rebound Baldmo. To Craig Hopkins, Hopkins into forecourt, pass intended for White, deflected, White saves it, puts it up with the left hand, no good, rebound Davis. Davis comes out of there. As White, out of control, tried to put it up and in with the left hand, it didn't go. 3:14 left in the first half of play, and Rick's College with a basketball again. Shippen against Hopkins, lob to the left side, goes to Schofield. 3-point attempt, no good. Long rebound, Bean, turnaround right-hander up, no good. Rebound, Baldmo, foul on Schofield. Schofield on the wrist of Baldmo, picks up his first personal. Let's double check. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. That should be a 1-1 coming up for Dave Baldmo. Dixie, on the year, has been able to hit free throws when they've needed them, but has not been consistent from the free throw line. Tonight, Dixie, 2-for-7 from the free throw line. And Baldmo, who's been on the upswing after a struggling beginning of the year, up to 59% from the free throw line now, to shoot 1-1. It's 0-for-1 on the night. Baldmo, first shot is up, and soft nose. Rebound, tapped around, brought down by Housekeeper. Just too long an arm. So Baldmo misses. Dixie 2-for-8 from the free throw line. Pass to Bean. Bean surprised by the pass, gets it anyway. At the angle to Davis. Back out in front, it goes to Shippen in 3-point territory. Against Ross, Shippen almost loses his balance. Lob goes to Bean in the lane, running right-hander. Will it go? It will go, and the blocking foul on Baldmo. Bean leans in, ran over. Dave Baldmo. Ken Wagner shakes his head. Let's see what the official score has. They have that as number 2 on Baldmo. And at the free throw line, Clint Bean. That cuts the margin to 8, 41-33. 2:41 left in the first half. And Bean, who has 7 first half points, trying to make it 8, misses. Rebound brought down by Darrell White. White with a vengeance to Rob Ross into forecourt. It goes to Roger McDonald. Almost loses the ball. Davis trying to get the ball back. Almost commits the foul to Ross. To Clint Rossum. Back to Rob Ross. Ross looks for help. Back to Clint Rossum. In 3-point territory. Has a notion to Steve Andrews. High post to Ross. Underneath to McDonald. Hooks it up. Over Housekeeper. Over Bean, I should say.
Roger.
And McDonald, the hero right now, has 15 first half points. 43-33. Dixie by 10 once again. Is led by as much as 11. Shippen against Ross. Rick's had a 2-1 lead, and that's been it so far for the Vikings. Shippen against Ross, lob to the baseline to Housekeeper. Dishes off, intended for Bean, stolen by McDonald. 3-on-1 fast break. McDonald pulls up, 3-point attempt, up short. Rebound taken by Rossum, back to the basket, shot short. Rebound, Housekeeper. Dixie blows the fast break. Outlet pass, tapped by Andrus, touched left by Andrus, out of bounds to Rick. So Dixie, couple of chances at it. Couldn't get the shot to fall. 43-33, 10-point lead with a minute 46 left in the half. Dixie out in front, looking for a trip to that championship game tomorrow night against CSI, and you can bet the place is going to be packed again tomorrow. Shippen almost travels, slips as he comes to a stop. To the high post, it goes to Bean. Bean in 3-point territory, can't shoot. At the angle, it goes to Schofield. To the baseline, Schofield bounces it underneath the Housekeeper, and they call a foul on Ross as Ross steals the ball. Ross with his second personal foul. Rob Ross is not a favorite of the fans up here. In the last game against CSI, Ross got a couple of fouls, and the fans did not particularly enjoy Ross. He just stays right after you, just nipping at the knee, at the heels all the time. A minute 28 left in the half. 43-33, Dixie out in front. And at the free throw line, Housekeeper to shoot one and one. First shot, good. Housekeeper, 4 for 5 on the night. And that should be right on with his free throw percentage. Housekeeper shooting 74% on the year. Lots of substitutions by Ricks College. It's at the free throw line. Housekeeper takes plenty of time, misses his second shot of the night. That's unusual. Now 4 for 6. 43-34. Dixie by 9 with a minute 23 left and a half, and Hopkins to walk it into forecourt against that 2-3 zone. Hopkins goes to the point to Rossum. Back to Hopkins at the right side. Looks to the high post, goes to McDonald at the high post. Whirls on Housekeeper in the lane, dumps it off to Rossum. Right to the baseline. Can't get the shot away. Head fakes. Puts it up under pressure. No good. Rebounded by White. Misses the tap. Long rebound comes to Davis. To Shiffen. Shiffen down the lane. Leans in. Right-hander. No good. Rebound Clint Rossum. 57 seconds left in the half. Rossum into forecourt. Rossum looks for help. Right side it goes to McDonald. McDonald cross-court. Craig Hopkins has an ocean from three. Pass to the right side to Andrus. Left alone at 10. Doesn't take the shot. Back to Hopkins in the three-point territory. Back to McDonald. McDonald, 15-footer. Shot short. Rebound brought down by Davis. And Rick's getting the boards again. 36 seconds left in the half. Rick may go for the one shot. Dixie is led by 11. At 11, Dixie leads by 9 at this point. Shiffen into forecourt at the angle. It goes to Davis. Davis against White. Out in front it goes to Schofield. Schofield makes the move on Hopkins. Gets in front of Hopkins. To the low post, it goes to Housekeeper. Can't get the shot away to Davis. 17 seconds left in the half. Back to Davis in the corner. Lob underneath. Stolen by Rossum. Knocked out of bounds. Touch blast by Rossum. 10 seconds left in the half. Ricks has the ball. Out of bounds. Under their own basket. Well, just to the right of their own basket. Shipping to inbounds, and you can bet they're looking for Housekeeper. Inbounds comes to Bean. Bean back to Shiffen in the corner. 7 seconds left in the half. Shiffen leans in. Bank shot. Will it go? Yes. And there's a foul on McDonald. That's number 3 on McDonald. Shiffen has the basket. 9 points on the night. And McDonald has 3 personals. Baldmo into the lineup and McDonald to sit down. And Dixie committing many, many more fouls than Ricks College. 4 seconds left. That cuts the margin to 7. And Shiffen a chance for the three-point play. Bean out. Rock in. And Shiffen, who played so very well in St. George, had a total of 21 points in St. George and was a big difference in the ball game, forcing Dixie into overtime that time. Shiffen trying to cut the margin is 2 for 2 on the night. Shot is up and good. Make it 3 for 3. And Dixie with 4 seconds left. Inbound stolen by Davis. Davis against Andrus. Shot no good. Rebound tapped around. And finally, Dixie escapes the first half with a 43-37 lead. It isn't pretty, but Dixie has the lead at the half. Let's take this break, and we'll be right back.
The Holt Oil Company has the answer to all of your oil and gasoline needs. They sell oil wholesale to anyone and carry most of the major brands of oil. They also sell furnace oil, diesel, and gasoline. Newby Holt Oil serves a 4-state area, and no job is too big or too small for them to handle. They may be hard to find, but it's worth your trip out Industrial Road to find them on the left just before the road ends at the old tunnel. Or pick up the phone and call 628-2879, and Newby Holt will give you fast service.
Back at the Twin Falls home of College of Southern Idaho, Dixie, with a narrow 43-37 lead at the half, has struggled. Ricks College is controlling the tempo of the ball game right now, but Dixie has the lead thanks to a significant degree to Roger McDonald and his hot shooting. Dixie as a whole not shooting all that well, but they're getting the job done. 5 3-pointers in the first half has also helped Dixie in the first half of action. Dixie got the opening point on a free throw by Andrus. Ricks came right back to get their first lead and only lead of the ball game thus far. 2-1. Then Dixie ran it out to an 8-2 lead, 10-4, and Dixie had it up to as much as 11 points. Midway through the first half, Ricks College brought it back to within 6. Dixie took it out again to 11 points, and Ricks College has brought it back to within 6 at the half. Let's take this break. 43-37, Dixie leads at the half. Let's take this break. We'll be back with the first half scoring total and a halftime guest back after this.
Steve Ogden's Carpet Outlet in St. George announces special pricing to celebrate the grand opening of Ogden's fifth Carpet Outlet. Take advantage of Ogden's 35 years of experience in the flooring and carpeting business and get the best prices on linoleum, ceramic tile, and window coverings by Hunter Douglas. And remember, all of Ogden's work is backed by the famous Ogden's Carpet Outlet Lifetime Guarantee on installation and the pad. If you need floor coverings, come to Steve Ogden's Carpet Outlet, 404 West, 145 North in St. George, and help celebrate the opening of Ogden's. And remember, Steve Ogden's Carpet Outlet, never too big to appreciate your business.
Lunt Motor Company has just been named.
Dixie owns a narrow 43-37 lead at the half. The winner of this ball game with between Dixie and Ricks will face College of Southern Idaho for the right to go to Hutchinson, Kansas. Upon to use it tonight. As Ricks College has but one ball player, Greg Housekeeper, with as many as two fouls. For Dixie, Ross has two, Faldmo has two, Hopkins has two, Pete Johnson has three, and Roger McDonald has three. So some big foul trouble for Dixie. Second 20 minutes to get underway. Dixie to go after their 30th win of the year, if they can get it, has a six-point advantage, but Ricks will have the ball out of bounds. Davis, Shippen, Housekeeper, Bean, Schofield. For Dixie, Johnson, Ross, Andrus, McDonald, Rotham, the original starting fives in each case. Davis at the angle. Ricks College has brought an 11-point deficit back to a 6-point deficit. Layup right down the lane, Paul Davis, and Dixie letting Ricks College get the easy layup. Clint Rossum at the right angle. That cuts the margin to 4, 43-39. And it was a big second half by Ricks that brought things back into focus in St. George. Left angle, it goes to Andrus. Back out in front to McDonald. To Clint Rossum in 3-point territory. To Ross underneath, it goes to Andrus. Makes the move on Housekeeper. Layup no good. Tapped up and in by Pete Johnson. Pete Johnson with his 9th and 10th point of the night. Make it 45-39. Still in backcourt, Shippen deep in backcourt. The count is on, and Shippen not into forecourt yet. Shippen finally gets the pass to Paul Davis. Davis actually playing more of a guard at 6'5". Davis reverses on Johnson. The ball stolen by Ross out in front of everybody. Ross lays it up and in. Hangs on the rim and falls. It's been that sort of a night. Dixie has had very few clean shots. 47-39. 8-point lead. Dixie out in front again. 18:54 left in the game. Schofield head fakes, trying to get it in deep. The Housekeeper can't get it there. Schofield looks for help, clears it out in front to, I should say, Shippen to Schofield. Right side it goes to Davis. The Housekeeper out away from the action. Ross goes after the steal, can't get it away from Shippen. Reach around foul by Ross will be his third. And the officials calling it extremely tight tonight. 47-39, that's a common foul, and everything has gone against Dixie in terms of numbers tonight. Significantly against Dixie. Davis inbounds to Shippen. Part of that is Dixie's been about a half step slow. Shippen, jump shot from 10, no good. Rebound up, no good, and followed up and good by Bean. Andrus tried to get the rebound, and Housekeeper almost tipped it in over Andrus. Ross looks for help to the baseline. It goes to Johnson. Underneath it goes to McDonald. Whirls and banks it in over Bean. And McDonald, 17 points on the night. 49-41. Dixie by 8 again with 18-14 left in the game. Shippen looks for help. At the left angle, it goes to Schofield. Out in front, Bean. Right side to Davis. Right corner, it goes to Housekeeper. It's a point to Shippen. Back to Schofield. Head fakes against Rotham. Left side, it goes to Bean. Ricks not being able to make penetration until there. And Shippen puts it up and over McDonald and in on the easy layup. Finally, they got the penetration, and Shippen puts it up and in. 12-point Shippen. Ross at the point leaves it for Pete Johnson. It's a half-court game. Ricks tempo all most of the game. Baseline 10-footer by Johnson, no good. Rebound brought down by Housekeeper. Here comes Ricks trailing by 6. 3-on-3. Schofield takes the 15-footer and hits it. And Hal Schofield with his second basket brings it back to within four, 49-45. 4-point lead by Dixie College. And Roth to walk it into forecourt, then bounce pass it to Rossum. To Johnson, looking for Andrus. Johnson back to Rossum. Right side it goes to Roth. Back to Clint Rossum. Back to Rob Roth. Right corner goes to Johnson. Underneath intended for McDonald. Knocked away by Bean. Stolen by Rick College. Shippus. To the right side it goes to Davis. And Rick College trying to get the easy shot again. To Bean at the high post. Bean starts to make the move. Loses the ball right into the hands of Roth. Lead pass to Johnson. Catches up with it. Dribbles it off his toe. Out of bounds. Fast break was there, and Johnson couldn't catch up with it enough. Tried to bring it back in and dribbled it right off his bill. 49-45, and this is going to be a struggle for Dixie at this point. Dixie looking tired at the angle. It goes to Schofield, out in front to Bean, right side to Davis. Right corner goes to Housekeeper, gets away from Andrus, takes the 10-footer and hits it. Housekeeper, 14 points, and the crowd is on Rick's side. Thinned out a little bit here in the second half. 49-47, back to a two-point margin. Dixie is led by as much as 11. Rossum directing traffic to Roth. Dixie standing on offense. Roth back to Rossum. Right side it goes to Steve Andrus. Andrus looks for help. Lob cross court, it goes to McDonald. McDonald making the move on Bean. Can't get the shot away. Rossum, three-point attempt. Good. Clint Rossum. Rossum, 10 points on the night. Against an average on the year of 17. 52-47. Dixie by five again. At the high post, it goes to Housekeeper to Schofield. Rick has the half-court game they want, and they're staying right with Dixie. Schofield making the move. Cross-court pass goes to Davis. Right corner, it goes to Housekeeper. Wants to make the move to the high post to Bean. Left side to Shippen. Gets in front of Ross. Leans in. Jump shot short. Rebound on the floor. Taken by Pete Johnson. Two-on-one fast break. Lead pass to Ross and back to Johnson. Johnson is hammered by Schofield. Schofield would not let Johnson get the layup in, and the way Dixie has shot free throws tonight, it's a wise move. For Ricks on the night, they took 14 free throws in the first half, didn't do all that great, hit eight of them. Dixie, in the first half, had eight free throws and hit a grand total of two. Johnson to the free throw line. That's the second personal on Schofield, first team foul the second half. 15:45 left in the game. Dixie by five. 52-47. Johnson shot up and good. And Pete Johnson, 3 points this half. Makes it 53-47. Back to that six-point margin again. 15:45 left in the game. Johnson, second shot is up and good. And Pete Johnson has a total of 12 points on the night. First time in Dixie history, three players have scored 500 points in a season. DeGrange into the lineup. Ball thrown away into the hands of Rossum. The pressure gets to Rick that time. Rossum to Hopkins, who lays it up and in. Craig Hopkins into the lineup, and Craig Hopkins gets the basket. Coming the other way, Housekeeper gets a long pass, misses the shot, but follows it up and in. So Rick College seeing Dixie on the other end. 56-49. Rossum down the lane, looks for help, pulls up, 10-footer, banks no good, rebound McDonald, puts it up and in, Roger McDonald, 19 points. Trading basket. Back to 9, 58-49, Dixie by 9 again. Double team, DeGrange, pass into forecourt, comes to Davis against Hopkins. Davis, in the lane, jump pass is deflected by McDonald, stolen by Andrus. Andrus leaves it for Hopkins. Hopkins looks for help. Hopkins down the sidelines, it goes to Rossum. Rossum to Andrus in the lane, pulls up, 5-footer, banks no good. Tap by Johnson, no good, followed by Andrus, slams it and misses. Rebound comes back out to McDonald, back to Hopkins. 3-point attempt, up soft, not enough. Rebound brought down by Bean. Dixie had the shots and missed them. 58-49, 9-point lead, and Ken Wagner trying to nurse his team through. Timeout Rick College with 14:32 left in the game. 58-49, Dixie back after this.
Newby Holt Oil Company has the answer to all of your oil and gasoline needs. They sell oil wholesale to anyone and carry most of the major brands of oil. They also sell furnace oil, diesel, and gasoline. Newby Holt Oil serves a four-state area, and no job is too big or too small for them to handle. They may be hard to find, but it's worth your trip out Industrial Road to find them on the left just before the road ends at the old tunnel. Or pick up the phone and call 628-2879, and Newby Holt will give you fast service.
14-32 left in the ballgame. 58-49, Dixie out in front. Let's recap some scores. The Lady Rebels lost tonight, 95-67 to Utah Tech. North Idaho and Snow College meeting in the second game of the Women's Region 18 Championship. BYU dropping one to New Mexico, 93-86, and New Mexico will win the winner, with a win there, will play the winner of Texas El Paso, Wyoming. In the Pac-10 tonight, UCLA defeated Arizona State 99-83. In the PCAA at the half, UNLV 57, Fullerton State 26. UNLV is on a roll. And Jerry Tarkanian has his team in high gear. 58-49, Dixie with the lead, Rick with the basketball. Ken Anderson, who had some good minutes in the first half, in replacing Clint Bean, giving Bean a breather. Inbounds finally comes to Ken Anderson. Anderson, young man who is deaf, 6'9", an excellent athlete. Davis to Anderson, out in three-point territory, has the notion. Right side it goes to Davis. Man-to-man defense by Dixie. Anderson, left side, Schofield. Schofield, long jump shot, no good. Rebound brought down by Andrus. Fast break. Hopkins wants to go right to the basket against Schofield. Shot blocked out of bounds by Ken Anderson. Anderson throwing to the basket, spiked it out of bounds. And the CSI and Rick's fans cheer that one. Out of bounds to Dixie in the corner. Pete Johnson to inbounds, 58-49. Dixie out in front and Dixie with the basketball. Inbounds, it comes to Clint Rossum. Rossum looks for help. Cross court, it goes to Andrus. Juggles the basketball and then bounces it off the leg of Greg Housekeeper. Out of bounds to Dixie under their own basket. Pete Johnson to inbound. Johnson looks for help. Inbounds to the baseline to Craig Hopkins. Hopkins to bring it out against that 2-3 zone. Riggs has got the half-court game that they want, but Dixie is leading. Rossum, three-point attempt, up, soft, not enough. Rebound brought down by Ken Anderson. Baseball pass to Schofield. Can he catch up to it? No! Schofield runs into the wall, but no damage done either to the wall or to Schofield. He braced himself enough to avoid injury. 13-49 left in the game. 58-49, Dixie with a nine-point lead, and Dixie walking it into forecourt. Double high post situation. Andrus and McDonald to Clint Rossum. Right side it goes to Andrus. Looks for the inlet pass. Andrus gets it to McDonald to the basket. Layup good. McDonald soaring down the lane. Didn't look pretty, but he put it in. 21 points on the night for Roger McDonald. 60-49. Cross-court pass goes to Davis. Dixie matching their widest lead of the game. Davis out in front to Ken Anderson. Left side it goes to Schofield. Left corner it goes to a Housekeeper. Looking in deep, can't find anybody. Cross-court pass goes to Davis. Head fakes, wants to make the move on Johnson, playing with three personals. The fouling has significantly decreased on both sides in the second half. Only one team foul on each side. Davis, left fly from three-point angle. Shot no good. Rebound, Craig Hopkins. Dixie out on the fast break. Hopkins being bumped by Schofield, and Schofield will pick up his third personal. First man for Rick to get into foul trouble. Only the second team foul this half on Rick's College. Out of bounds to Dixie in forecourt at side court. In is Darrell White to sit down, Steve Andrus. And Pete Johnson to inbounds for the Rebels. Johnson looks for help. Inbounds, it comes to Hopkins. 2-3 zone by Ricks and 12:55 left in the game. 60-49, Dixie by 11. Roger McDonald has a notion from three-point area. Does not take it. To Darrell White, back to Clint Rossum. Left side, it goes to Pete Johnson. Johnson to Darrell White. Trying to find McDonald. Right angle, it goes to Rossum. No penetration pass yet. Rossum makes the move in the lane. Dishes off to Pete Johnson. 15-footer. Good, Pete Johnson. Johnson with 16 points on the night. Correction, 14 points on the night. 62-49. Dixie with their widest margin. Shippen being chased by Hopkins in backcourt. Still in backcourt. Now the pass comes to Davis into forecourt. Dixie will let Davis shoot. Davis has not scored yet in the ballgame. To the high post, it goes to Anderson. Makes the move. Ball knocked away. Reach-in foul will go to Hopkins. Hopkins nods his head. That's number three on Hopkins. Three on Hopkins. Three on Ross. Three on Johnson. Three on McDonald. Schofield, the only Ricks player with three. That's the second team foul on Dixie. It's out of bounds to Ricks under their own basket. 12-18 left in the ballgame. Baldmo in for Dixie. Inbounds, Davis at the angle. Shippen, three-point attempt, up no good. Rebound, Clint Rossum. has the boards this time. Dixon, Rotham, lead pass to Johnson. 10-footer from the baseline. No good. Long rebound by Anderson, and the foul on his back is Faldmo. That's three on Faldmo. Anderson got the position, and Ken Anderson playing a tremendous ball game for Ricks. Faldmo, just too small at 6'5". And Anderson at 6'9", definitely had the position. There is no question. So Faldmo out. McDonald's back in. Had the breather. 12:06 left in the game. Dixie by 13. 62-49. Full court pressure. Broken with the pass to Shippen. It brings it into forecourt. But trap on the basketball to Davis at the angle. Paul Davis looks for help. Davis reverses to the baseline. Right side it goes to Shippen. Shippen against Pete Johnson. Shippen wants to make the move. Shippen in the lane. Leans in. Right-hander banks. No good. Rebound. Battle for Pete Johnson comes up with it. Johnson looks up court. The fast break isn't there, so he goes cross-court to Craig Hopkins. Hopkins, three-point attempt. Good. Craig Hopkins thrills it. 10 points on the night. Make it 65-49. 16-point lead by the Rebels. And it looks like if Dixie can keep this up, blocking foul or a blocking foul by Hopkins. He threw the block and tackle foul on Ken Anderson. Anderson stood there, and Hopkins ran into him. And Hopkins has his fourth personal, limps to the sidelines, and Rob Ross comes into the lineup. 65-49, that's the third team foul. Let's check. The fourth team foul on Dixie, I believe. Inbounds for Rick Scully. 65-49, 11:25 left in the game, and Dixie with the lead. Pass intended for Anderson, stolen by Darryl White. To Ross. Lead pass comes to Roger McDonald, right to the baseline. Blocked foul by Ken Anderson. Quinn Bean and Anderson would let McDonald score. And Ken Anderson has his second personal foul. That's the third team foul on Ricks, and to the free throw line, Roger McDonald. 65-49, Dixie with a 16-point lead. Ricks College has been shut down for the last few minutes. Going out is Anderson. Going out is Davis. Into the lineup comes Rock. Back in comes Schofield. So Schofield, Shippen, Bean, Housekeeper, and Rock. McDonald, White, Johnson, Rossum, and Ross. First shot good by Roger McDonald. Dixie is 3-for-3 this half after going 2-for-8 the first half. McDonald, 22 points on the night. Second shot up, soft and good. 23 points for Roger McDonald. 67-49. Dixie by 18 points. Shippen into forecourt across the 10-second line. Dixie not putting on the pressure this time. To Rock. At the point, it goes to Schofield. Underneath, it goes to Housekeeper. Gets away from McDonald. Puts it up and in. McDonald has to be a little careful. Lead pass comes to Clint Rossum right along the baseline. Dishes back to White, and they call a travel on Rossum. Rossum trying to dish back to White because he could feel the mistake coming, but did not get it in time. Turnover by Dixon. 67-51, Ricks College with the basketball in backcourt. 10:57. The crowd is somewhat subdued at this point. Pro Ricks. A lot of Ricks fans made the trip, and a lot of CSI fans there also. 4 minutes. Ricks is gone without scoring. Schofield looking for help. Pass through the hands of Bean, stolen by Roger McDonald. So Dixie has clogged the offense for Ricks College. Johnson at the angle. Out in front, McDonald. Three-point attempt, short. Long rebound gathered in the corner by Steve Rock. Dixie had the notion. McDonald had the shot and ended up short. Shipping into forecourt. Right side it goes to Schofield. 10:24 left in the ballgame. Left side it comes back to Steve Rock. Long jump shot. Rock no good. Long rebound to Housekeeper. Hooks it up and in. Housekeeper. With 20 points on the night. 67-53. Ross bounce pass intended for McDonald. Instead goes to Rossum in three-point territory. Makes the move. Dishes off to McDonald along the baseline. Do they call the travel or the foul? They call the foul. And it'll go against Ricks College. Getting it. Let's see if it's Bean. It will be on Housekeeper. Oh, correction. It'll be on Bean. Bean with his second. That should be the 15th foul. And it's out of bounds to Dixie under their own basket. Johnson inbounds into the corner. Rossum, three-point attempt. Up, soft, not enough. Rebound Tapped away by Darrell White, gets it back. Back to Rob Ross. 3-point, no. Pass in deep to McDonald, misses the shot. Rebound, stolen by Darrell White. Dixie with the basketball again. Johnson, left side, Rob Ross. Ross looks for help. Right side, Clint Rossum. Rossum underneath, it goes to Darrell White. Back to Clint Rossum. 3-point attempt, top of the key. Shot, soft, not enough. Rebound, Darrell White. Pete Johnson in the lane. 10-footer, that goes. Dixie, time and time again, missing the shot and getting the final two-pointer in there by Pete Johnson. Johnson with 16 points on the night. 69-53, Dixie by 16. Low post to Bean, turnaround right-hander. No good, crashing the boards, Dixie. Saved by Ross into the hands of McDonald. Back to Ross. Ross into forecourt. Bounce pass goes to Rossum. Back to Ross underneath, back to Rossum. To the high post to White. 10-footer blocked and fouled by Bean. Bean got the basketball, foul, followed in across the wrist. And Bean has three personals. Rich College now has 2 men in foul trouble, and the fans starting to move towards the exits a little. 16-point lead. Dixie is led by as much as 18. 67-49. Darrell White to shoot free throws. Shoot a couple. Looking for his first point of the night. Has it. Darrell White on the year, averaging 6.5 points per game. The South High School grad gets the second shot up and in. 71-53, 9-11 left in the game. Dixie against Rich College. Chipping across the 10-second line. At the right side, it goes to Rock. Rock looks for help. Out in front at the point, it goes to Hal Schofield. Schofield, right side to Rock. Rock, jump shot up with the left hand, no good. Bob Barnes into the lineup for the first time for Dixie. Ross on the wing, bounce pass goes to Barnes. In the lane, lays it up, no good. Rebound tapped around, and there's a foul. Who gets it? It'll go on Rock. Suddenly, the foul's going against Rich College here in the second half. After they went heavily against Dixie in the first half, Dixie trying to win ugly, I guess, is the way, the best way to put it. 16 fouls, that's the last foul that Rich College can give. Darrell White to inbounds. White inbounds to Steve Andrus. To the high post to McDonald. Turnaround 10-footer block into the hands of Andrus. Has the ball knocked away by Rock, and they call the foul on Rock. Rock has his third personal, and Andrus to the free throw line to shoot 1-1. 8:46 left in the game, and Dixie by 18. Timeout called by Rick. 71-53, Dixie, back after this.
Are you confused about factory rebates and low-interest financing? The special factory incentive programs can be confusing, but they can also save you a lot of money. Nobody has a lower financing rate than Chrysler Corporation, and nobody can make you a better deal on a new Dodge car or truck than Ken Bentley at Lunt Motor Company in St. George. Let Ken show you how much you'll save on new Dodges when you take advantage of low-interest rates plus cash rebates plus a great Lunt Motor Company deal. That's at Lunt Motor Company in St. George, across from Ancestor Square.
8:46 left in the ball game. It's 71-53. Dixie out in front, and the fans starting to mill around and mill out. 71-53. In case you missed some scores earlier in the Big East tournament, Pitt over Seton Hall, 96-88. Syracuse down Villanova, 72-66. Georgetown over Boston College, 56-51. In the ACC tournament, that one's getting underway. Wake Forest won. Virginia, one-pointer over Georgia Tech, 55-54. And North Carolina, after being scared by Maryland, ended up with an 82-63 thumping of the Terrapins. SEC, Southeast Conference, Georgia, 65, Mississippi 63, Southwest Conference, Texas Tech over Arkansas, 73-59. And in an upset, Texas A&M dumped Texas Christian, 81-70. Big 8 Conference, Kansas State over Nebraska, 47-45. And Missouri defeated Colorado, 65-59. Steve Andrus, who's 1-for-2 from the free throw line, looking for his fourth point, shot short. Will not get it this time. Steve Andrus, Tempview High School grad, gets another pat from Tempview High School grad, Rob Ross. And Tempview winning against Pineview last night. Second shot up and no good. And so Andrus misses two from the free throw line. 71-53, 8:42 left in the game. Chippen looks for help. Dixie by 18. Chippen trying to find somebody. Cross-court pass goes to Schofield. To the baseline to Rock. Lean in, five-footer good. And Steve Rock has his second basket of the night. Ross into forecourt across the 10-second line. Ross leaves it for Roger McDonald. McDonald has suddenly gone into a shooting slump. Into the right corner, it goes to Darryl White, back to Ross, to Bob Barnes. Barnes to Roger McDonald, the high post in the lane. McDonald leaves it for Andrus. Andrus to the basket, fouled. Who gets it, Bean or Housekeeper? It looks like Housekeeper. Andrus will shoot free throws again. I saw the five. It's on Housekeeper. That's number three on Greg Housekeeper. So Dixie going right at the big man. Andrus to shoot a couple of free throws is 1-for-4 from the free throw line. Shot by Andrus up and good. Andrus now 2-for-5. Steve Andrus has struggled with concentration shooting this year. Shot is up and not enough. Rebound brought down by Housekeeper. Lead pass. Comes to Schofield. Schofield wants to hit the trader. Does so. Housekeeper at the top of the key. Left side, Shippen. Three-point attempt. Up and good. And Trent Shippen has 15 points on the night. 72-58. Back to a 14-point margin. Ross to McDonald at the left angle. Right side it goes to Darryl White. Looks for Andrus underneath. Andrus wants the timeout for Dixie. 7:50 left in the game. 72-58. Dixie by 14. Back after this.
Steve Ogden's Carpet Outlet in St. George announces special pricing to celebrate the grand opening of Ogden's fifth Carpet Outlet. Take advantage of Ogden's 35 years of experience in the flooring and carpeting business and get the best prices on linoleum, ceramic tile, and window coverings by Hunter Douglas. And remember, all of Ogden's work is backed by the famous Ogden's Carpet Outlet Lifetime Guarantee on installation and the pad. If you need floor coverings, come to Steve Ogden's Carpet Outlet, 404 West, 145 North in St. George, and help celebrate the opening of Ogden's fifth outlet location. And remember, Steve Ogden's Carpet Outlet, never too big to appreciate your business. Most of us don't enjoy hearing no from the bank.
Put me on that list.
But right now, Zions Bank has a few no's.
7 minutes and 28 seconds to nurse a victory. To Ross at the angle to the baseline. It goes to Johnson. Makes the move. Dribbles it off his foot out of bounds. Johnson saying, where's the foul? Counting his right ear. A couple of cups of Coca-Cola have fallen down on the Dixie cheerleaders, and we're not sure how intentional that is. At the angle, Trent Shippen looks for help. Shippen, at the point, it goes to Housekeeper. Left side, it goes to Schofield. Schofield underneath, it goes to Bean. Follow-away right-hander by Bean. Good. Clint Bean goes, and there's a foul on Housekeeper on the rebound. So Bean gets the basket. Housekeeper will get the foul, and Dixie will get free throws. 7:06 left in the game, 72-58. Bean has 11 points on the night. Clint Bean, solid ball player. He's going to be a good one. As a skinny kid, but he gets the job done. 12.6 point per game average, the third leading scorer for Ricks College this year, actually the fourth leading because Riddick injured with a 16 point per game average. Rob Ross to shoot 1-1. First shot is up and good, and Rob Ross has the free throw. Just the reverse of the first half. Dixie stacking up the fouls in the first half. Ricks stacking them up in the second half. Rob Ross. Second shot up, soft, not enough. Rebound brought down by Housekeeper. Shippen into forecourt. 7:01 left in the game. To Schofield. Schofield to Bean. Ball knocked away, stolen. Clint Rossum has the basketball. To Rob Ross. Dixie looks for the fast break. It isn't quite there. So Ross slows it down, wants to set up the offense. Ross to Rossum. Rossum, who has struggled with his shot tonight. Just plain struggled. Nothing's in sync for Dixie, but they got enough going to get the lead. To Johnson, to Rob Ross. Dixie to run some time off the shot clock and try to bring Ricks out. Ross looks for help, but not much right now. It's Ricks with 19 seconds left on the shot clock, trailing by 13. Dixie trying to nurse this one home. To McDonald, to Rossum, to Rob Ross. Looks for McDonald in the lane. McDonald wants to make the move. Against Rock, takes the 10-footer and hits it. And Roger McDonald, 10 second-half points, 25 on the night, 75-60 with 6:11 left in the ballgame. Shippen looks for help. Shippen makes the move, gets away from Ross, takes the baseline jumper and hits it. And Trent Shippen with 7 second-half points, 75-62. Once again, it's a 13-point margin. Ricks has enough time to get back into this, and now they'll send out the pressure. Ross looks for help. as Ricks will try to trap just a little bit. Rossum against Schofield. Dixie playing a little keep away, similar to what they did in Rexburg. Ross defeats Johnson. Johnson at the free throw line comes back out with a dribble to Clint Rossum. 5:38 left in the game, 21 seconds left on the shot clock. Ross to Clint Rossum to the baseline and goes to McDonald. Makes the move. McDonald has the notion, has the ball dribbled away. Double dribble on McDonald. So Dixie nursed some time off the clock and then turns the ball over. Dixie, if they get out of this one, will say, phew, 5:28 left in the game. 75-62, and Ken Wagner upset, not smiling too much, even though he has the 13-point lead for the Rebels. Shipping into forecourt. Gary Gardner trying to bring this one back close. The housekeeper. Housekeeper looks in deep. Instead goes to Schofield. Schofield makes the move on Rossum. Back to Trent Shippen. Shippen has been kept under a little bit of control tonight. Lob intended in deep for housekeeper. Tapped away by Dixie. Tapped out of bounds by housekeeper. Out of bounds to Dixie. So Dixie with a double team on housekeeper, keeping the ball away from him that time. Pass comes to Ross. Brings it quickly into forecourt. Ross curls right back out to Clint Rossum. 75-62. Dixie with a 13-point lead to Rob Ross. Dixie wants the victory. They don't care by how big a margin. To Pete Johnson. 4:53 left in the game. Johnson looks for help. Backing away from trouble. 28 seconds left on the shot clock, and Rob Ross with the basketball. Ross trying to direct traffic. Ross against Shippen. Leaves it for Clint Rossum. Rossum to make the move with 15 seconds left on the shot clock. Pete Johnson makes the drive. Shot up. Offensive foul on Johnson. Ran over Greg Housekeeper. So once again, Dixie takes time off the clock and then commits the turnover. Offensive foul. That's number four on Pete Johnson. And that's the 15th foul on Dixie. 4:32 left in the game. 75-62. Ricks College down by 13. Dixie up by 13. And Dixie trying to get to the finals. 29-2 on the year, ranked number four in the nation. College of Southern Idaho, ranked number two in the nation. They've met each other twice this year. Dixie winning in double overtime in St. George, and CSI winning by 18 here. Inbounds to Schofield. Dixie will put pressure on. Schofield into forecourt. 4:27 left in the game. Shippen looks for help. Some three-pointers by Ricks would bring them back. Shippen, two-pointer in the lane. Shot up, no good. Rebound brought down by Rob Ross. Here comes Dixie. Rob Ross wants to slow it down as Ricks is back on defense. It's all Ricks' tempo. The half-court game has been mostly there tonight. But Dixie has had just enough breaks to get a couple of fast break baskets and cost Ricks College. Cross-court pass goes to Rossum. Rossum looks for help. Rossum backing away from trouble. Right side it goes to Darryl White. Back to Clint Rossum. Rossum to the right side. It goes to Roger McDonald. Has the notion. McDonald looks for help. Pass goes to Clint Rossum. Dixie juggling the ball a lot on the passes tonight to Pete Johnson. Left angle to White. Back to Pete Johnson. Johnson looks for help. Back to Clint Rossum. Rossum penetrates to Darryl White. Leans in. Bank shot. No good. Rebound brought down by Housekeeper. Housekeeper to Shippen. And it stays 75 points for an awful long time for Dixie. As he angles to Schofield. At the point it goes to Paul Davis and Ricks College. Looking for help. Right side it goes to Trent Shippen. Shippen to the left corner. Schofield. Long jump shot. No good. And there's a foul underneath. Let's see if it's on White or McDonald. Leaning on Housekeeper. That'll be the 16th foul. That may be on White. Darryl White with a second personal, and that's the 16th foul. So Ricks will shoot 1-1 the rest of the night. Dixie by 13, 75-62. Shippen trying to inbound to Housekeeper. Lob way out in front. Gets to Davis. McDonald almost came up with the steal. Davis against Peter Johnson. Left angle, it goes to Shippen. Shippen against Ross. In the lane, pulls up. 12-footer will go. It's good, and there's a foul underneath. And is it on White? It is. And 1-1 coming up for Housekeeper. So Shippen gets the basket. Housekeeper will shoot 1-1, and Darryl White has his third personal foul. 75-64, and now you have a ball game with 3:08 left in the game. Dixie led by as much as 18. And slowly has fiddled around, and Rick has inched back in. fiddled around and inching back in by Ricks College, and now it's an 11-point game, and Greg Housekeeper trying to make it 10 or 9. We'll shoot 1-1, 4-for-6 on the night. 20 points for Greg Housekeeper. Leading scorer for Ricks with a 19.1 average. Idaho State as a freshman, two-year mission for the LDS Church, and then back to Ricks College. Shot no good, and the ball knocked out of bounds by Shippen, and they call a foul on Shippen. So Housekeeper on the missed free throw, they call a foul on Shippen. His first, and Darryl White will shoot 1-1, and Gary Gardner a little aghast on that one. 1 second off the clock as Darryl White was waiting for the rebound. Into the lineup, Greg Hopkins. Hopkins in, and who to sit down? It'll be Pete Johnson. So a three-guard offense, move Clint Rossum to a forward. Into the lineup, Clint Bean to sit down, Ken Anderson, who was in briefly. Anderson sneaked in when we weren't looking. Darryl White is 2-for-2 from the free throw line on the night. Shot is up, soft and good. And Darryl White suddenly becoming more of a pressure player for Dixie. Everything looks flat for Dixie, but they're still coming up with a 12-point lead, 76-64, 77-64. White with 4 points on the night. Baldmo to come into the lineup. The scorer's table struggling a little bit with the buzzer tonight. 3:07 left in the game, 76-64. Ricks with the ball out of bounds. Dixie with a 12-point lead. North Idaho, 63, Snow College, 53 in women's region play. So it's North Idaho versus Utah Tech for the region championship. Three-point attempt by Shippen, no good. Long rebound into the hands of Rossum to Craig Hopkins. Ricks College will stay nose-to-nose with Dixie. Hopkins underneath, it goes to McDonald, can't get the shot away. To Faldmo in the corner, out in front it goes to Clint Rossum. Back to McDonald, 10-footer, shot up short, partially deflected, no foul on Housekeeper. Rebound to Ricks College, on the wing it goes Schofield. Three-point attempt up and good, and how Schofield brings Ricks College back. 77-67, back to a 10-point lead with 2:27 left in the game. And Ross to play keep away. Do they call the offensive foul on Ross? Yes. Ross, as Shippen jumped in front of him, Ross is called with the offensive foul. That's number 4. It's out of bounds to Ricks College with 2:24 left in the game. Shippen went down hard and banged his right elbow. It's out of bounds to Ricks College. Dixie trying to hang on for the victory. Ross out, Pete Johnson in. Less than awesome performance by the Rebels. PSI had a blistering performance against North Idaho, especially in the first half. They struggled a little bit in the second half, but it was all over at the end of the first half, really. Trent Shippen in backcourt being chased by Hopkins. Dixie trying to clamp down a little bit on the defense. Shippen gets it away to Bean, and the defense didn't clamp down enough. Bean clamps it home. 8-point lead, 77-69, and Dixie will be faced with full-court pressure. Hopkins in backcourt being chased by Schofield. Gets it to Clint Rossum. Dixie trying to nurse the time off the clock. 77-69, Dixie by 8. Johnson double-teamed. Ball knocked away. Foul will go to whom? Shippen or Davis? Ricks going after the steal, and it will be on Shippen. That's his second. Shippen has some fouls to give to the free throw line, Pete Johnson. Johnson with 16 points on the night.
At the line from the Rebels, Peter Johnson.
And 509 on his career, or on his career and season, his one season at Dixie. Sophomore transfer from BYU Hawaii. Johnson, first of the 1-1. Good. Dixie now is hitting some free throws in the second half after missing in the first. We mentioned at the end of the first half, Dixie has a tendency to hit the free throws when they need them and not always hit them when they don't need them. 1:56 left in the game, 78-69, timeout Ricks. Dixie out in front back after this.
Newby Holt Oil Company has the answer to all of your oil and gasoline needs. They sell oil wholesale to anyone and carry most of the major brands of oil. They also sell furnace oil, diesel, and gasoline. Newby Holt Oil serves a 4-state area, and no job is too big or too small for them to handle. They may be hard to find, but it's worth your trip out Industrial Road to find them on the left just before the road ends at the old tunnel. Or pick up the phone and call 628-2879, and Newby Holt will give you fast service.
Rebel Basketball on 890 KDXU, St. George.
A minute 56 left in the game. Dixie with a 78-69 lead. And suddenly this is becoming a close ball game as Rick College inching their way back in. Pete Johnson will be at the free throw line to try to extend that out to 10. In PCAA action, UNLV defeated Fullerton State 57-26, or is leading Fullerton State 57-26 at the half. East Coast Conference, we didn't get that one in. Bucknell defeated Delaware 81-71. High school action tonight, Pineview over Springville 86-62, so the Panthers play tomorrow. Spanish Fork in overtime knocked off Dixie Flyers 73-72. Johnson trying to get the second half of the 1-1. Gets it. Pete Johnson, 18 points on the night, 79-69. 10-point lead again. And Ricks College trying to quicken the pace. This has not been a particularly quick game. Shipping down the lane, dishes off to Housekeeper, who lays it in. The fans enjoy that one. 22-point lead. 22 points for Housekeeper. Full court pressure by Ricks. A minute 42 left in the game, 79-71. And Hopkins to play keep away. Jump pass, cross court, goes to Peter Johnson. Reach-in foul will go to Clint Bean, and that should be number four on Bean. To the free throw line is Pete Johnson again. A minute 35 left in the game. Dixie by 8, 79-71. And Pete Johnson trying to put this one away. Roger McDonald having the big first half, 15 points, and was really the biggest noise for the Rebels. Pete Johnson shot up and good. Johnson, 5 for 6 on the night, 5 for 5 in the second half. 19 points on the night. Pete Johnson, who has been a pressure player and has played very well in this gym. Second shot up and good. Pete Johnson, 20 points on the night. Pass into forecourt. Just over the head of Faldmore into the hands of Davis. Cross-court pass stolen by McDonald. Dixie to hold up. McDonald gets the pass to Rossum. Dixie with an 81-71 lead. Foul will go to Paul Davis and Ricks College. Back to trying to get the ball back. Still not out of this with a minute 25 left. It's a 10-point lead, and with a three-point shot, you never know. Dixie will have to win from the free throw line. 10 points on the night for Clint Rossum after coming off a couple of his best performances. 25 last time out against Eastern Utah. Shot is up and good, and Rossum now 1 for 3 on the night. 11 points. Clint Rossum came into this evening 14 points short of tying Nolan Archibald as the fourth all-time career scorer for Dixie. Has 11 points on the night now. Second shot up, soft, no good. In and out, rebound, brought down. The pass stolen by Craig Hopkins. Hopkins with the basketball, foul on Clint Bean, and that should be number 5 on Bean with a minute 19 left in the game. Bean fouls out of the ball game with 6 baskets. If my figures are correct, and it is, 1 for 4 from the free throw line. Clint Bean, the American Fork High School grad, gets a hand from the fans. Bean has put on a pretty good exhibition tonight. Dixie bothered by Rick Stullage the last two times out, but Dixie somewhat in control. Coming down the wire, Kevin Southwick into the lineup. Roger McDonald to sit down. McDonald should get a hand from the Dixie fans, and I think he sneaked out without the fans noticing. Now they noticed. And the Dixie fans huddled in the corner, the southwest corner. Give a little bit of applause to Dixie. Ken Anderson back in for Rick College, replacing Bean. Hopkins, 1-1, shot up, no good. Rebound, tapped around. Pete Johnson tears it away. Goes back to the basket, shot no good. Followed in by Faldo. So Faldo there to get a key basket, 84-71. Lead pass, left side, comes to Doug Hart. Puts it in, shot up. Will it go? No. Faldo commits the foul. That's 4 on Faldo. And Doug Hart almost had the three-point shot plus a free throw. Jeff Simister to come into the lineup for Dixie. A minute 5 left in the ball game. Simister into the lineup. 84-71. Dixie by 13. And Doug Hart to shoot free throws. The crowd has significantly thinned. Packed for the CSI North Idaho game and made fairly sizable for the first half of the Dixie Ricks game. Hart at the free throw line. Shot is up and good. 84-72. Dixie out in front by 12. Ricks led 2-1, and that was their last lead, although they've chased Dixie back to within four a couple of times here in the second half. Shot is up and good by Doug Hart. 84-72. Hopkins fouled in backcourt by Doug Hart, and Hopkins will shoot free throws. Dixie is 16 points short of the century mark, but don't count them out. The way free throws are being shot. 84-73. And Craig Hopkins, who is 0 for 1 on the night, has 10 points to his credit. First time in double figures since the last Utah Tech game. Out of the lineup, Davis. Back into the lineup, Greg Housekeeper. So Rick Scullidge juggling. Rebounders versus the quick defenders. Each opportunity they have. Hopkins to shoot 1-1. The first shot is up, soft and good. And Craig Hopkins, 11 points on the night. Dixie, a much better free throw percentage this second half. After going 2-for-8 the first half. Hopkins, Valley High School grad from Las Vegas, shot up and good. And Craig Hopkins has 12 points on the night. Darryl White into the lineup and Craig Hopkins to sit down. So it'll be Simister and Rossum in backcourt. Clint Rossum has a big smile on his face. Pass into forecourt. Right side, it comes to Brett Johnson, is into the lineup for the first time. Three-point attempt by Hart. Too long. Long rebound. Taken by Clint Rossum. 53 seconds left in the game. Rossum in backcourt. Being chased. Double team. Gets the pass to Jeff Simister. Backcourt violation. Simister leaped into the air at forecourt. Got the pass and came down with his heel on the half-court line. Into the lineup, Rick Roberts. And everyone is stressed, has seen action. Mike Osick sitting out this evening. You're only allowed 12 ball players during the regionals. Chipping, jump shot up, no good, and there will be offensive basket interference. Ken Anderson got the hand in there. Out of bounds to Dixie in backcourt. 41 seconds left, Dixie 86, Riggs College 73, and Dixie headed for their third meeting of the year with College of Southern Idaho. Inbound pass, tipped and stolen. Doug Hart takes the long jump shot, misses. Rebound off the hands of Southwick, out of bounds. And Dixie trying to find a handle on the basketball. Everything seems to bounce up into the hands tonight. Southwick, or Shippen, to inbounds, I should say. Into the corner comes to Anderson. Hart head fakes back to Shippen. Shippen, two-point attempt is up and no good. Rebound brought down by Pete Johnson. Outlet pass comes to Rick Roberts. Roberts stepped on the sidelines. Out of bounds once again to Rick. 86-73. Dixie will take it. Not going to throw this one back into the pond because this one gives you a shot at the region championship. Bob Barnes in and Pete Johnson out. Dixie will walk away with the victory. 27 seconds left, Ricks College. Inbounds to the baseline, it goes. Long jump shot, Brett Johnson, good. And Brett Johnson gets his first basket of the night. White to Simister. Simister in backcourt. Bill, having troubles with the basketball, has it dribbled away a couple of times. Pass goes to Rick Roberts. Pass intended for White. Off the fingertips of Anderson, out of bounds to Dixie. 9 seconds away from the victory for the Rebels. And this is one where you take a nice warm shower and try to crawl into bed and hope that you can sleep this one off. And be thankful you have the victory. Timeout called with 86-75.